Feedback strategies. Feedback strategies. Increasing feedback strategies. Students should receive feedback every 30 minutes. Ideally, feedback increases the number of dendrites, what the brain uses to move and store information. Feedback can come from us, from other students, or even from a software program, as long as they get something that tells them how they're doing or helps move them toward a goal. They're getting healthy feedback that will feed their dendrites. Here are some suggestions for giving regular feedback to students. Help them find answers through self-correction, such as grading their own work on the spot or using tools for immediate feedback, such as flashcards with answers on the back, an internet-based quiz, or through a guided reading activity. Provide students with their own checklist and timelines to monitor their own progress with. Help them set daily and/or weekly goals to check them against. Have students write their own 3-question quizzes to test a peer with. Train them to peer coach with one another using specific feedback peer coaching for student writers protocols, setting their own writing goals, identifying troubled spots in their writing, giving appropriate productive feedback, beginning with what they like best. See peer coaching for adolescent writers. Use audio and video recordings to provide feedback with, even if it must be recorded and played later when work is returned. Establish protocols to deliver feedback with. Allow students plenty of practice and interaction in receiving and giving feedback. See the chart below for feedback protocols. Steps for the writer. Step 1. Establish goals, issues, and make a feedback choice. Communicate your goals for the draft. Decide what issues you need to have help with. Select what type of feedback you want. Step 2. Summarize and read. Summarize your writing in 1 minute or less. Read your piece aloud to the responder. Decide what feedback to use. Take what you need in feedback and leave out what you do not need. Make adjustments to your writing. Steps for the responder. Step 1. Listen for the goals and issues. Listen carefully for what the writer says his or her goal is for the draft. Take notes. Ask questions. Listen carefully for what the writer says he needs help with in feedback. Ask clarifying questions if necessary. Step 2. Listen to the piece as it is read, listening with a purpose. Listen to provide feedback. Use active listening. Step 3. Give feedback to the writer. First says what you liked best using I liked and I heard statements. Next, offer feedback focused on what the writer asked for. Do not use the word you unless in a question or as part of an I liked phrase.